For now, though, we're going to talk travel and tourism just for a little bit. And it's the second interview about a spectacular cat. Let me put it that way, first of all, that we are going to feature in our travel feature. Unlike our previous chat about Nala the kitten, this one is a lot less cute and cuddly and a lot more sleek and powerful and awe-inspiring. But equally, it is a story about a cat that was the reason for an extraordinary journey of sorts. I'm talking here about the elusive black leopard, a creature so rare that many thought it was the stuff of legend. Many people thought of it in the same sort of category as a yeti or a Loch Ness monster, that it was there in lore but probably didn't exist. My guest today has proven otherwise, and he's just released a gorgeous photographic record of not just the black leopard itself, but of his journey to becoming a wildlife photographer and the journey to find and photograph this absolutely remarkable cat. His name is Will Burrard-Lucas. He is a British wildlife photographer, spent part of his childhood in Tanzania, and it was there that his deep love for leopards in particular was born, as well as the development of the eye for the natural world that led him into the career of photography. Besides being a full-time photographer who works for top publications, he's also an advocate for wildlife conservation who works with a number of leading NGOs. And he is particularly well known and highly regarded for his nighttime photography of wildlife. Will has won numerous awards in the last couple of years. Those have included the Travel Photographer of the Year in 2019, the GDT European Wildlife Photographer of the Year in both 2016 and 2017. And it's really great to have him with us on the line to talk about his new book, The Black Leopard, My Quest to Photograph One of Africa's Most Elusive Big Cats. Will Burrard-Lucas, welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's our great pleasure, Will. Before we talk about the black leopard, let's just talk about the love of leopards in general. It's clear you've got a very deep fondness for them. What is it about that particular species that you find so compelling?
Yeah, well, obviously, for anyone, it's clear to see how beautiful they are. And certainly that's a big part of it for a photographer. But really, for me, it's a much more personal story. When I was young, just 4 or 5 years old, we lived in Tanzania for a few years and went on lots of safaris, but never saw a leopard because they are just so elusive and shy. And so for a young 3-year-old, 4-year-old, 5-year-old on safari, desperately looking for leopards, it became this sort of holy grail animal. And eventually, towards the end of our time in Tanzania, we had a single leopard encounter. And that's, you know, one of my earliest memories, certainly indelibly seared into my memory. And ever since, whenever I have now come across leopards in my career as a wildlife photographer, I sort of still get that rush of adrenaline. And they really are, for that reason, such a special animal for me.
Okay. Now, Will, when did you first hear about the concept of a black leopard in Africa?
Black leopards in general are quite well known from things like The Jungle Book, as Bagheera and Nat, the character, but mostly black leopards are associated with Asia because the dark coloration allows them to sort of blend into thick forests, and a lot of those habitats in Thailand, Malaysia and places are very, you know, thick and gloomy. But in Africa, in the savannah, where it's much more open and often pale savanna colors, a black leopard wouldn't really have a survival advantage. And so for that reason, I think the gene is much rarer in Africa. And so over the years, I've concentrated on Africa ever since, you know, those early experiences living in Africa. Africa is where my sort of passion lies. And I never met anyone who had seen a black leopard, but I did every now and then hear of somebody via a friend or of a friend who had seen one either in these forested regions in Kenya or in Ethiopia. But, you know, it was so rare and so unlikely I'd ever be able to track one down that I sort of had it as a dream to photograph one, but never realistically expected that I'd ever have an opportunity to.
And then somebody said to you, we've seen one in Kenya. This is back in 2018, I think. And you got wind of reports of a sighting. Did you decide on the spot, Will, I'm going to go and look for that particular one?
Yeah, so the moment I heard, I was already set up in Kenya doing some projects there, so I was already in a good place to be able to pursue any opportunities in Kenya. And then I heard through a friend in the tourism industry that one had been seen a few times. And really, for me, the key is having that knowledge of roughly where the leopard's territory might be, because if I know that, then I stand a chance of, you know, tracking him down. And so I immediately, you know, recognized this as potentially the opportunity of a lifetime to really capture something special. And so I got in touch with the people who ran the camp up in Laikipia in Kenya, Laikipia Wilderness Camp. I got in touch with them to just find out, you know, how often had they been seeing it? Was it still likely it might be around? And they'd been seeing it maybe a couple of times a year on average, but they did think, you know, it might still be there and it might be worth giving it a go. And so, you know, just because this sort of lure of this dream really to potentially get these photos, you know, I figured, you know, even if my chances of success were close to zero, you know, I had to try just on the off chance that I might achieve a shot of this animal.
Before we talk about what happens next, Will, let's just talk about the creature itself. Is this an entirely separate species? Is this just a genetic mutation from the other kinds of leopards we're used to seeing in Africa? Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So it's just a gene that makes these leopards black. In leopards, it's a recessive gene. So both parents have to have the gene. And they can still be spotty leopards, but if both of the leopards have the gene, they've got a 25% chance of having a black cub. And so really the prevalence of black leopards depends on how much of this gene is circulating in the population. And in Africa, it's rare, but up in this area of Laikipia and other places where a black leopard has been reported, like in the Abadeas in Kenya and in Ethiopia, you know, there is this gene there. And so every now and then, I guess, fate comes together and a black leopard is produced.
Well, one of our listeners, Rona's, just messaged to say that she saw a black leopard in our Tigerberg Zoo, and it was a magnificent animal. Its spots were not so noticeable unless the light was on its fur. It's the first thing I noticed looking at your photographs, that although this creature is pitch black, and I mean the photographs of the leopard against the night sky are just extraordinary, but it is obvious that there are spots underneath that black colouring. Yeah. It's a very unusual and beautiful combination.
Yeah, no, I was surprised as well when I started to get these images. But yeah, they do have these typical rosette patterns of any leopard, but they're sort of black on black, and you really only see them under certain lighting. And some of my pictures are taken with infrared light, and for some reason that really seems to bring them out. And so you do have this remarkable coat, really, that really is quite unique and stunning.
Now, you went off in search of the one you'd heard about in Kenya, Will, and you found it. How long did it actually take you? Tell us a little bit about what led up to the moment that you first saw one.
Yeah, so I got in touch with the camp, and then through them was introduced to the landowner on whose land this leopard was being seen fairly regularly. And it turned out he was a very young male. And he was still in his mother's territory, and actually his territory was quite small at that stage. And I timed my trip to coincide with the height of the dry season, and really that's when all the animals are being drawn to whatever water source that they can find. And so by concentrating in and around sort of these water sources in the dry season, I was able to deploy camera traps on animal trails. Where we'd found fresh leopard prints, indeed. And I didn't know if these prints were from a spotty leopard or from the black leopard I was after. But after a few nights with my camera traps deployed, we'd got some photos, but none of the leopard. But then I think it was 4 or 5 nights into the project, I returned and on the last camera found a single picture of this black leopard. And I almost missed it at first because these are photos taken at night. It's a black animal in the black of night. And all I could see sort of on the back of this small camera screen was the eyes, really, which really sort of burned out of the center of the picture. And from that point on, I really doubled down and spent the rest of the year, really, a whole year, moving cameras around, learning its territory, and really trying to build up a body of work of this stunning animal.
And you've done just that and shared it in this book. I mean, the photographs, the images are extraordinary, Will. You talk about those burning eyes. I know that you are somebody who has done a lot of work in the development of sort of technology to help photographers. Your Beetle Cam is quite legendary. You've worked on systems to help make the most of the equipment you've got to capture them in difficult circumstances. Mm-hmm. All I can say is you've used it to such amazing effect in these photographs. I mean, you were there for the rest of the year. How hard was it to tear yourself away and leave and move on to other projects?
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, I got my last photos that went into the book around December or January 2019. So, yeah, December 2019. And then thereafter, because he was this young leopard, he was really starting then to spread his wings and go off, explore, try and find his own territory. And there was this other big spotty leopard that was also getting captured on my camera traps, mm-hmm. who was, you know, pushing this young male away. So really, throughout the year, the frequency of images I was getting was falling quite a lot. Some, you know, in the early days, I might be getting one or two a week, pictures of him. But then by the end, it might be one every month or two. And so really, as he started to spread away and find his own territory, my hit rate went down. And then COVID struck and I wasn't able to travel to Kenya much anyway. And so I guess, yeah, everything sort of came together to make the decision for me. But at the time, while I was getting photos every week or month, I never really could have foreseen or dreamed of stopping, because it's just such a unique opportunity and it is just such a stunning subject, and there's no end of ways I, you know, wanted to try and photograph him, whether it was exposing him with the stars in the sky or on those moonlit nights or it was just a dream project, really.
Will, have you kept in touch with the landowners? Have you had any feedback mm-hmm. since then on what has become of that leopard?
Yeah, so I was actually able to visit a few months ago and managed to get another photograph of him. But he really is, I guess, quite unpredictable now where he is going. But he's still just being seen every now and then. He's really grown up now. He's quite a strapping young male now, and he's probably going to quite soon become a dominant male in whatever area he is. But yeah, it seems he's doing well, and it's an amazing leopard habitat there. So lots of prey for him, and hopefully he's going to continue to do well for quite a while.
Well, it's a staggering story and the most beautiful photography. Thank you so much for sharing a glimpse into the world that led to taking those photos and bringing this book to publication. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you, likewise. And I really appreciate it.
Will Burrard-Lucas is the photographer. The book is called The Black Leopard, My Quest to Photograph One of Africa's Most Elusive Big Cats. Now, it's published by HPH Publishing, available in South Africa in all good bookstores or via their website, which is hphpublishing.co.za, retailing at around about 695 Rand for the hardcover book. And I just want to mention that in addition to the just absolutely extraordinary photographs of this leopard, particularly the pictures of a black leopard against a black sky. It's very hard to describe how beautiful they are. But in addition to that, this is a book full of other amazing wildlife photography. There's a shot of a Komodo dragon in Indonesia I'm not going to forget for a long time. There are pictures of lions and rhino and all other creatures, as well as the story of Will's journey to become a wildlife photographer. So if you are somebody who has an interest in photography and wildlife, definitely one to look out for.